Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, even all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and his inheritance. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. The Lord is their inheritance, as he has spoken to them. This shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, that they shall give to the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw, the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep shall you give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes, to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates out of all Israel, where he lives as a foreigner, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brothers the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat, besides that which comes of the sale of his patrimony. When you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found with you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices sorcery, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a consulter with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect with the Lord your God. For these nations that you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice sorcery and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brothers like me. To him you shall listen, according to all that you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I not die." The Lord said to me, "They have said well that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, who shall speak a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who shall speak in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. If you say in your heart, 'How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?' When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing doesn't follow nor happen, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him."